The most excellent mirror samadhi has also been translated as the precious mirror or the jeweled mirror. And it is precious and not jeweled in the sense that jewels are stuck on the mirror, but the mirror itself is a jewel. When this song is explained, Master sometimes start explaining about the five positions, the five stages in training that Dzogchen Ryokai, who wrote this beautiful poem, I lose my train of thought. When he wrote it, that was in the 9th century. And his teaching is a lot about the jewel that shines all the facets. And the facets are then the stages of training. Now, of course, in Zen, we actually don't speak about stages. And that is a very good thing, so that we are not looking towards specific changes in our meditation. And yet, you cannot deny the progression and the change in a meditator when their understanding deepens, their understanding deepens. And you may have all heard about the three stages that in our tradition are often mentioned, and the first being rivers are rivers, mountains are mountains. That is how we start on the path. We think that what we see and think, we feel, is reality. And then after that, after meditation and deepening our understanding, then rivers are no longer rivers and mountains are no longer mountains. We have a different perspective. And I don't know who it is who still has the mic on. Could you have a look? If somebody still has a mic. Yeah, thank you. And after that, there is the next stage, which is again, rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains. But that is not the same experience as the separateness that we experienced when we started training. And I think this is so well known in our tradition that this is a good fact to remember. And I think maybe all of you have heard of this. And then in the course of the poem or the song, we come to the five stages and the five many other things, like the five tastes and the five prongs. And then we can look further at what that means for us. And Tozan did not have these stages to encourage people to look and to study in a specific direction. But it is a very, very good explanation of how we see the world in a different way. And that is what this song is about. And it is a song, actually, just as the Sandokai, easily to be remembered and orally passed down. And for anyone who would study the transmission. And when you hear the word transmission, you think mainly maybe monks. But I'm not speaking here about the formal transmission, although that is a beautiful and good thing. Transmission really has to do with being fully open for the deeper layers of our minds, so that we can understand the explanation in our experience. Now, when you have a look at these three sayings about rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains, and then rivers aren't rivers anymore for you, and mountains, no, they are no longer mountains. When you are understanding that, oh, rivers, oh, they're not rivers. mountains, or they're not mountains. Then explanations on the level where you started at no longer are needed for you. And there's nothing wrong, they have helped you, but then you have dropped a lot of self-centeredness and don't look at the world and the mountains and the rivers anymore from that small self perspective. I recently sent to some people a link to a film about trauma. Psychologists who are very familiar with the non-dual entrance of the various spiritual paths have made a documentary and given lectures about trauma and why trauma continues to exist in a person and how we can stop that. That is a very good thing for people in the world. But when you are looking for true reality, when you are meditating deeply and sense the unity of all things, those teachings about trauma are still very useful, but it doesn't make much sense for you because it is a different language. You have dropped the focus on everyday suffering and the explanations. Suffering exists, the Buddha says. Suffering exists, and we know that. We know that deeply. We also know that suffering doesn't exist because of circumstance. Of course, circumstance contribute, but circumstance are not the cause of suffering. The cause of suffering is our minds, our holdings on and continuing views. And so it's the same as with the rivers and mountains. When you take a next step and sink more deeply into the unity and interconnectedness that you discover in Buddhist training, then those type of approaches are still useful, but it is not it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is our learning to be here and now and discover in that place our unity with all existence. And this is simply an example in the course of the explanation of this beautiful song. We will touch upon the various differences of experience and what makes sense then to put your energy into. And so as you are now willing to deepen your practice and understand this poem about the transmission of Soto Zen, which Dozan Ryokan has put to paper and disciples have memorized and sung since that 9th century, which, by the way, is more than a millennium later than the time of Lao Tzu with the Tao Te Ching, but which it speaks about the way and the truth, and the same character of the way is used. And it is a universal truth, as Dogen says. Expressed in the culture of that time. And even so, we can understand it with a bit of reflection. And the first line is in Vevamasa Diyu's translation, the Buddhas and ancestors have all directly handed down this basic truth. Preserve well, for you now have. This is all. This basic truth is this as it is. In Chinese, reality as it is, this as it is. And this as it is the basic truth. Now this as it is can only be known by a meditator. When we drop the focus on words, past and future, it is passed on directly from master to disciple, in person, sometimes translated as secretly. It is secret because it isn't in plain view. Not just that there are no others there, but it is not something to see. It is heart to heart. Don't confuse heart with emotion. You can say essence of mind to essence of mind, but there is only one essence of mind. So, two individuals, one mind. Two people, one heart. Knowing this, knowing this is yours, is a beautiful, most precious thing. And we have to guard it because it is so easy to look at this, that, all kind of things, being distracted by how things seem to be, how people seem to be, nature seems to be, on basis of our preferences and conditioning. So to preserve well, return to just sitting and realizing this as it is, reality as it is, not different, not elsewhere, here, as it is.